Great to have you, the Joe Pag Show. Glad to have you along for the ride. Your thoughts on MLK Day. MLK would not be happy with how things are going in this country. Because as much as we've tried our best to offer equal opportunity to all Americans, that's not enough. The central government, because of its want, its hunger, its thirst for control, continues to tell people that they're oppressed and repressed, that they deserve equity. And you know when I listen to equity, the argument for equity, is when we have it in sports. When we have equity in sports, I know that it's an argument that you've heard a lot, but I'm telling you, I'm going to stand firmly on this. I'm one of the first people to bring this up several years ago. When you want to tell me about equity, which is equality and outcome in sports, I listen to you, which means if your team wins, we give the other team as many points as you got, so it's a draw. Every game is a draw. That's equal outcome. It's exactly what equity is. It's equality and outcome. So if your team scores 49 points, the other team scores 7, you give them both 49. Ends in a draw. Every game ends in a draw. Every single one. And then equity, equality, and outcome. When I was 17, 18 years old going to college, I didn't try out for a sports team. I think I might have been able to make the baseball team. I was pretty good in high school. But I didn't try out. But equity would mean that no matter who you are, no matter how much skill you do or don't have, no matter how much you practice, no matter how much you tried, if you try out for a sport, you not only get to make the team, but you get a full ride scholarship like the best players. Well, that wouldn't be fair. I know. That's equity. Or we can have equity in the NBA or the NFL. You can't have 70 or 80% black players. That's crazy. Our population is 64% white. You're going to have some equity. I want equality and outcome. You better level off those teams and make sure you've got equity riding the bench or starting the game. That'd be kind of stupid, wouldn't it? Or equity. I'm a pretty good talk show host, but because I have a show, somebody who sucks at it should get a show because that's equity. You don't have to work for it. No meritocracy. Just is what it is, right? Or maybe that's really stupid. In the cases I just explained, it's really stupid. Or if you go to college and you get an A on a paper and I get an F, you have to give me an A or both of us a C, which is socialism and equity. Equity is another term for socialism. That's all it is. Equality and outcome. But what do you mean you don't want that? That would be fair, wouldn't it? Well, you're right. That wouldn't be fair. That would be unfair to the person who's trying harder. In other words, you're for equal opportunity like Martin Luther King Jr. was. I got you now. So you're not for any of this equity crap at all. But when they talk about equity, and now the LAPD isn't allowing you to have the thin blue line flag because one person complained that it referenced racism or something. That's another idiotic move by a central government establishment to prove that they're not racist, to prove that they're for equity. There is no such thing in a free society as equity. Equity can only be forced on us by a central government that also has all the power and control. That is the antithesis of freedom and liberty. So no, MLK wasn't for equity. MLK would not have been for the South in the Civil War. MLK was not flying the Confederate flag. MLK was a conservative guy. Oh yes, anti-abortion. Christian guy. So don't tell me about how the country's going to somehow be better through MLK's dream if we promote equity. It's not. He was anti-equity. You go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. Don, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, can you hear me, Joe?
I can, Don. What's going on?
Hey, quick note. Sam Houston is the one during Andrew Jackson's second term where he failed because he had the popular vote. But he didn't have the delegates, so he lost the presidential reelection, and that pissed Sam Houston off, and he formed the Democrat Party. Little footnote to history. Anyway, MLK was all about, like you said, equality, judging you by your character not and your content, not by your skin color, and he also was a delegate for the Republican Party. Well, what does that do to Jesse Jackson?
I've never heard that MLK was a delegate for the Republican Party. He was certainly a conservative guy, but he was never a registered Republican.
but he did work as a delegate in one of the elections. I remember that.
Well, Don, I appreciate that. I don't know that to be the case. I will look it up. I'll take you at your word and look it up afterwards. He was never a registered Republican. He certainly was a conservative. He was a Christian conservative. I have no idea what that Sam Houston stuff was about. But the Democrat Party was the party of racists, and it still is today. Nothing's changed. Having said all of that, MLK would not align himself with the progressives, would not align himself with the radicals, would not align himself with the Democrats, and he would hate people like Al Sharpton, period, and people like Raphael Warnock, who's now the preacher at his old Baptist church, and he's preaching, get all the abortions you want. I mean, the world is upside down, but people think that they have you by the rear end by saying, hey, you can't say anything about these people because they're this race and you're that race. You can kiss my ass. When I posted my post about MLK today, where I'm holding MLK on high, I don't know if you noticed, MLK was a black guy. I'm holding him up on high because he deserves it. Some idiot said, what are you talking about? You're a racist. You hate black people. Okay, call the show. You know what I mean? It's just that simple. Let me make this as clear as I can. If you've got some issue where you think that you know something about me, or something about how I feel about an issue, call the show. I am so much more available to you than you will ever be to me. I'm not going through the phone book calling people and arguing with them. You want to argue with me, you want to debate me, you want to tell me how bad a guy I am because I love the dream of Martin Luther King Jr. You want to tell me, call me out on whatever these things are that you assume about me, you call the show, 888-941-7247, 888-941-PAGS. It's really that easy. You've got a problem, or you'd like to agree, call the show. It isn't that hard to do. You know what I mean? It's just that simple. But the one thing that you're going to have to get through your very small brain, for those who want to argue, if you want to call me a racist, you better call me and back it up with evidence. If you want to call me somebody who flies the Confederate flag, you better call me, and you better back it up with evidence. You better show me a picture of me flying that flag. Or you can pucker up, pick a cheek, and kiss my ass. Sandy, San Antonio, talk to me. Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Living the dream. What's happening?
Well, y'all were talking about the statue in Boston.
Yes.
And I saw a report on that thing. And do you know that the people in Boston actually voted on that?
I did not know that. That's embarrassing. Now, did they get to see what
that
it was before?
It was
did
terrible.
They get to see what it was before they voted for it?
Yeah, they had a number of different things that were admitted, that were submitted, for, and they let everybody in Boston vote, and that's what they all voted on.
I mean, it's to me, it's amazing. Maybe yeah. They presented the actual picture of them embracing and then said, yeah, this would be a nice homage, but it's standing on its own without any explanation, without the original picture is ridiculous. It's horrible.
I saw the original picture. I understood it once I saw it, but it doesn't make any sense once I saw it completed, so I wasn't real impressed with it either.
Well, I mean, you're saying it nicer than I am, Sandy. I appreciate that. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. By the way, MLK wasn't woke either. So woke, progressive, radical, equity, he wasn't for any of that crap. He just wasn't. And that's just the reality of it. Carrie, you've got a story about wokeism taking over. I guess there were five places, I didn't even know about this, that aren't allowed to be called what they used to be called because they somehow were insensitive. Fill me in.
From the blaze, the United States government continued its ongoing project to remove the names of sites and locations that perpetuate oppression, according to NBC News. Our nation's lands and waters would be places to celebrate the outdoors and our shared cultural heritage, not to perpetuate the legacies of oppression, said U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland in 2021. Five different sites were recently changed due to the term squaw, which is alleged to be a racist term. However, the term also comes from the Algonquin language and originally meant woman in that dialect, according to TimCast. Words matter, particularly in our work to ensure our nation's public lands and waters are accessible and welcoming to people of all backgrounds, said Haaland. I'm grateful to the members of the Derogatory Geographic Names Task Force and the Board on Geographic Names for their efforts to finalize the removal of this harmful word, the Interior Secretary added. Sites in California, North Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas have all seen name changes as part of a process that was initiated around February 2022. At that time, authorities sought permission to identify and subsequently remove and change the names of 660 U.S. sites, calling the changes long overdue. At least one of the name changes. It's come with outcry from the local population. Squaw Gap in North Dakota, renamed Homesteaders Gap. Saw a debate from a local newspaper that claimed the name came from a local rock formation said to resemble an Indian squaw carrying a papoose and its location in a gap in a hill. NBC News notes a member of the McKenzie County Board of Commissioners said many residents were in strong opposition to the name change. Generally, we find they're disconnected from what the culture and economy are out here, said Joel Brown. However, a local tribal chairman said, quote, we're pleased that the racially insensitive and offensive name has been removed.
Again, as said by Timcast, it is not racially insensitive at all. It means woman in that language. I don't know why we have to change things because either people don't understand the origination of the names or because they just want to be, I don't know, quoted in the newspaper. I'm not really sure what the story is, but changing names because you feel like it or because it makes you somehow feel better. I'm not in the business of making you feel better. Now, I get it. I do make you feel better. I do my best job I can 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. And a lot of people get something out of it, and I'm glad. I mean, I certainly am in the entertainment business, but entertainment doesn't always have to be making you feel good. Those who are elected to some sort of council or board that can make decisions like this need to listen to the residents and not one guy who says squaw means bad things. It doesn't make any sense to continue to do things like this. I mean, erasing our history and acting like things aren't what they are. I mean, Carrie, if I heard you right, it resembles to some a squaw carrying a young Indian woman carrying a papoose.
Right.
How on earth is that negative? I don't understand how that's a negative thing. This is not a derogatory term. Now, if the term has been used to be derogatory, and it has, it doesn't make it so. If you call somebody, yeah, you damn squaw, that doesn't mean the word squaw is bad. It means that you're being a jerk. Why are we having a hard time wrapping our brains around common sense? Your thoughts about that? Now we're going to, what did you say, over 600 names that should be changed?
Yeah, 660, I believe.
Because the Interior Department has nothing else going on, I guess. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Back after this.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
It's a Motown Monday. Glad to have you. The Joe Pags Show. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Want to hear from you? You go to JoePags.com and scroll down. Click on Contact. And the crew loves to interact with the people. And by the way, I have been informed about some of these emails that are coming in. And let me say it again. Call the show. It's actually very simple. And if you don't, you're a coward. Let me just put it that way. You know what I'm saying, Carrie? You want to light somebody up in the email and act like Bobby Badass.
That's
and you
want to act like
Bobby Christian Badass. Yeah. Oh, I'm a really good Christian. And then you want to call somebody out on their Christianity. Call the show.
Absolutely.
Make that happen.
Has anybody ever done that?
I welcome you to do it.
That you know of?
Yeah, no, what I normally get from them is, I don't like to talk on radio. Well, then don't be writing. I'm not going to debate you in an email. Mm-hmm. You look like an idiot. You literally look like an idiot if you're saying that you're a follower of Jesus Christ as you're attacking my Christianity. You know what the argument was this time? What? I dared have a gay person on to come out against groomers.
What?
Yes. Yep. So I guess we want gay people to be for grooming. And if you have a group called Gays Against Groomers, and then you have the founder of the group on to talk about how horrible it is that people are trying to sexualize kids, I'm somehow a bad Christian for having her on. Understand, that's how delusional some people are. And you're going to hide behind the Bible, at least understand that Jesus wouldn't want you to be so judgy. You know what I'm saying? I think you do.
I do.
Just throwing that out there. I dare you call the show. You know, it's what just
That'd
call
be a
the
good
show.
Conversation.
It's just very simple. It'd be fun. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Why not get 2023 off to a full freezer? Why not do that? Save a bunch of money, too, at Omaha Steaks. You can do it right now. They help you stock up on all your favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code PAGS at checkout. Get $30 off your order. Save up to 55% on select Omaha Steaks customer favorites. Buy more and save more when you stock up on these mouthwatering items. It's incredibly convenient, too. It's delivered right to your door in a cooler. How does that go anywhere? Not even curbside. Just comes right to your door. Omaha Steaks isn't just great steaks. It's the best steak of your life. They guarantee it. There's a reason why Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks and food since 1917. Nobody comes even close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and value of Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com right now. That's the website, omahasteaks.com. Use promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S, when you're ready to check out. Get an extra $30 off your order, and it is just stocked, filled with wonderful food. Meat, beef, chicken, fish, all sorts of stuff. Even easy-to-make meals. Go right now, omahasteaks.com, and put in keyword PAGS at checkout. Get $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you stopping by. It's going to be Bill in Colorado. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Joe. Great show. Great team.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm 69. I grew up watching black and white images on TV of fire hoses, German shepherds, billy clubs, and bombs all in the South. My contemporaries, my fellow Americans, are not racist, and I think it's a shame that Martin Luther King's life has been reduced to I Have a Dream, content of character, and cheesy corporate crap.
All right, got you, Bill. No, listen, Carrie, nobody wants the cheesy corporate crap.
Absolutely not.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want it.
I think you do. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Otis, Missouri, what's going on, Otis? Hi.
Hey, I've been listening to what you guys are saying about all the offensive words. As a Christian, as a black man, I'm trying to figure out why is it that no one wants to do anything about all the N-words that are said in music just because it's coming from black people. If it's offensive if with other people, the music that we have, some of the words that we use in our entertainment industry, I think they ought to put a ban on that.
Otis, I will never understand the dual usage of the N-word. I watched some videos over on YouTube, right? And there were a couple of young black guys that I really enjoy watching their content. They were watching Michael Jordan videos from the 80s and 90s because they were too young to see him play. And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Then they start dropping the N-word constantly. Then one guy stops and he says, for those of you who are offended by us using the N-word, it's the way we were brought up. I hope you understand. Now, Otis, maybe I'm missing something, but they were brought up saying the N-word in place of the word man. They were like using it for the word guy or the word man. So why is it that this younger generation is using that word? Black people can, whites, nobody else can use it. And they want us to just accept it. Why?
You know, I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh when he was alive.
Yeah.
And I heard him talk about it. And we had people I know calling him a racist. Only because he actually said the word and repeating what everybody else is saying. He was just trying to explain why is this a double standard.
Right.
And they said, well, he said it too easy. He must be a racist.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Otis, I'm with you. It should go away. I appreciate you. I joined forces with you saying if I can't say it, if that guy can't say it, if this other guy can't say it, then you can't say it. Either it's a word that is so disgusting that can never be uttered, or it's not, and it can be used in common conversation. You can't have a dual language system here regarding your skin tone. It doesn't make any... MLK would not want that. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.